ask Catherine my first question. My aunt is 68 years old and retired. She has about $75,000 in an Edward Jones account. I'm not sure of the particulars of that. She has very little income, I think just Social Security. It's not much, as she was a housewife most of her life and recently got divorced. A couple things I would consider for somebody in that fact pattern. One is start generating a little part-time income. There are lots of things that somebody at that age, as long as they're physically capable, can do. And I think it's very important to keep generating an income if you can, because with the basement, Social Security is probably not going to. If you have assets, I wouldn't put them all in one place. So the idea of having everything in an Edward Jones account, any account, makes me nervous. So you probably want to differentiate. Number three, the one thing you can't afford to do is save money by not spending money on preventative care. What I see for people in that fact pattern is they don't spend enough time taking care of their health, and they try and shortchange taking care of their health so they can put more money in their Edward Jones account. As to the particulars of what they put that in, I'm not going to give securities advice on the Solari report, but there are a lot of fairly simple and solid things you can do with it. But again, don't put it all in one place. So I would have some money in a bank, some money in a brokerage account, and some money outside of out of the security system altogether, precious metals, of course, being an ideal place. In addition, if there's any investments that they can do to permanently bring, for example, somebody in this fact pattern owned their house, anything they could do to permanently bring down their expenses would be a very great way to protect themselves against inflation. Another question, will you be dealing tonight in your discussion of the legal structures for a company with the issue of setting up a company in a non-U.S. jurisdiction? The answer is no. If we talk about non-U.S. jurisdiction, whether setting up an international corporation for purposes of diversification or setting up an operating company in another jurisdiction, that's a whole other world of complexity that we couldn't possibly cover tonight. Obviously, some of the basic business issues are the same no matter where you start a company, so there is crossover, but we won't be focusing on international tonight.